Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Think about this. What did Jesus do when he came to, when he was born, of course, of Mary? God is his father, Mary's his mother. He began to walk the earth. When his ministry began in such a way, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, what happened? He began to do so many good things that people just came running to him. Kings came running to him. People that were sick came running to him. Children came running to him because he was actually showing the goodness of God by doing good deeds, meeting people where they are. And you think about it, it's like links of kindness. God has called us to link his heart to others by doing kind acts. He tells us to go into all the world, right? And to heal the sick, to help people out, to take care of them, to visit them when they're in prison, just do kind things. Imagine this. Imagine if all of a sudden, the reports are 70-something percent of Americans are Christians, right? Imagine if just 50% of the Christians begin to go out and do kind acts. And this is what he says in the Word of God. He says, listen, this is what Jesus said. He said, go out and let your light shine amongst men so they would see your good deeds and give praise to your Father in heaven. Being kind to people, I'm telling you, it just releases something, the goodness of God and the praise of God in people's hearts. As a matter of fact, take a look at this as two men go and begin to bless people in a grocery store by just paying for their groceries and saying, God loves you, and walk off. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look at this.
Thank you. bounds, and I take him out of house.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
How many people today are just thinking about how can I make it? What can people do for me? Even those that we profess to be Christians, you think about it, that if God, the creator of the universe, gave his son for us to forgive us of all of our evil and all of our sins and did all this awesomeness for us. And then he said, just go let people know about how much I love them. How simple is this for us to step out? You say, you know what? I don't want to be the missing link. I don't want to be the missing link. I want to help people experience the kindness and the goodness of God. I mean, so many people today, you know, thinking about, you just need to preach somebody a good message. What we need is that we just got to have the gift of healing. And somebody else says, no, we need to sing a song. But Jesus walked up and said, what can I do for you? And they named their need. Imagine if you just meet people where they are, just surprise them. And I thank God for helping the poor and helping transients. And as a matter of fact, I drove up to a transient the other day and I gave him a bag of all kinds of great stuff that he could use, you know, and food and that type of stuff. And you know what he said to me? He says, I got one of these yesterday. Now imagine the other 99% of the people in your community who never have a kind act done to them. I mean, Jesus loves everyone. You know, continue to help the poor. He that lends to the poor lends to God, but he that loves a man, it loves God, because he said, whatever you did to the least of these, you've done to me. I mean, imagine this. Imagine this. Not being the missing link. A simple little thing called links of kindness. You know, you're driving downtown one day and all of a sudden you see this businessman in a hurry coming out of his office, right? And he has a briefcase and his briefcase just falls open and his papers are all on the sidewalk and that type of thing. And you stop your car. You go over there and you help him gather his papers up. That's all you do. And then you just give him a link of kindness card. Why? Just to say, hey, I just want to let you know. Just blessing you. And as a matter of fact, don't be the missing link. Pass it on. Did you notice that in this particular encounter, people were going, I want to take care of the next person behind me. There was a particular coffee shop that they started. I think it was 100 and something people paid for the person behind them. It's called Paid Forward. They kept paying it forward. Imagine that. And so all of a sudden, he helps this person, this man with his paperwork, gets it all in his briefcase again, gives him the card, and he takes off. And all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, totally forgot about it. He gets a phone call from his wife. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And she says, honey, I broke down on the interstate. He says, oh, no, let me get to you. Oh, my goodness, just stay in the car. She says, no, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. That my car, her tire was flat. And she had a flat tire, and she was in a place of crisis in regards to at nighttime on the interstate. And she said, I'm calling to tell you something. The tire is fixed now. It's totally fixed. And he says, what do you mean? He says, so I want to tell you, some guy came up to me while I was on the interstate, and he's kind of coming up to my windows. I was terrified, thinking he wanted to hurt me. I cracked my window a little bit, and he slid this little card through my window. And when I saw this little card, it said something about link of kindness, but when I flipped it over, I saw your cell phone number on it. Honey, this is a card I think that you gave that businessman 6 months ago. He's the one that changed my tire. Imagine starting a wave of kindness. The Lord says this. He says, go out amongst the people that you live and let your light shine. Let people see your good deeds so they give praise to my Father, to the Father in heaven. So many people, you hear people say, well, you're not supposed to do that because you're not supposed to know what your left hand's doing or your right hand's doing. Your left hand's doing nothing. God wants the glory. He wants people to know that he loves them. When he says heal people, when he says bless people, when he says lend to people, when he says care for the sick, imagine every single day you do one kind act and then share it. Why would you share it? You would share it just like the experience that you just had by seeing what you just saw. Other people will be inspired and go, you know what? I want to be kind to someone. I can do that. I can be kind to someone. We'll find out more about that and become a part. Don't be the missing link, because I believe that it's going to spread all over this nation. It's what God wants us to do. Don't be the missing link at linkofkindness.org. Join us after the break. We'll talk more about that.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now?
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some.
Hey, how you feeling?
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now move it around. Whoa! He's, oh my gosh, dude!
Think about this. I mean, how much does it cost you to be nice to someone?
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, imagine this. You're in your house. Your parents have already paid the mortgage. Right? Think about it. Follow me. Follow. We're walking. And you get up and you walk into the kitchen where your mother's making you breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, Mother, is there anything I can do for you today? And then call rescue when she gets off the floor. You know, I just want to thank you. What can I do for you today? I just want to do something, something. I mean, it's just amazing how it will just make your parent, your mother's day.
Yeah.
You know, and go to your father and just go, Father, can I pay the mortgage this month?
That would be good. That would be good.
I'm just messing with you. Maybe if you can do it, you need help. Anyway, so, but think about how it doesn't take much to be nice. A kind word.
No.
A gentle look, right?
Yeah.
Talk about what happened with you the other day.
Yeah, you know, the other night, my son and I, we went out to get some snacks, some fun food. And
you're into ice cream again?
No. Actually, some soda. He convinced me to buy some
soda.
Candy. Yes, he
That's
convinced
worse than ice
me.
Cream.
I know.
You can clean battery acid off batteries or that stuff.
So I'm checking out, and I'm getting ready to pay the cashier, and my son was behind me. He was buying some other stuff, and then there was this lady. She says to the cashier, I'm going to pay for his stuff, speaking to me, and then my son, who was in front of her. And at first, I didn't even know what she was saying.
Wow, just like what we just saw.
Yes, exactly like we just saw. And so I was kind of startled, and I said, you know.
Go get some steaks, son. Get some steaks.
Yeah. what is this? So she says.
Chicken and dumplings.
She says again. She goes, I said, no. I said, well, thank you. That's okay.
That was nice of her.
That was very nice of her. She repeated the statement again in a firmer voice to the cashier.
It's humbling, isn't it?
Very humbling. I'm going to take care of his and his. And I just walked up to her and I says, thank you so much. That was so nice. I said, can I give you a hug? She says, yes. And I said, thank you. And she looked back at me and said, God is so good. He's been good to me. And I said, yes, he has been. And he's been good to me too. Thank you.
That's powerful.
And the cashier was touched. The people behind us were touched.
I'm touched.
We were just praising God. That's so good. Just soda.
And you know that must have been God's will for you to have soda.
Of course. Right? Thank you for loving on me, Lord. Thank you.
So now, Pat, you and your water
you
and almonds.
You can do this, Pat. You
right.
Can.
So that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
That's so powerful. And it's such an easy thing to do to be. And, you know, there's one thing about VFN Kingdom Business. Mm. It's about, you know, those that are part of it and the walk in agreement with it that are benefiting from it. It's blessed to be a blessing.
Right.
You know, I want to see you. Think about this. I want to see you be blessed with millions of dollars in great wealth. Mm. Not so you can have more chocolate bars, but so you can actually be kind to people.
Yeah.
That you can give away. You can bless to be a blessing. Think about this, that God said to Jacob, Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you, Abram. Mm. Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And Israel's being blessed today. He said, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to all. You know, in America, the mindset is, in America, you can receive as much blessing as you can take. I mean, pack it in there. We have more storage buildings in.
Yes, in North America than the rest of the world.
Because we got so much blessing, right?
Yeah.
And
air-conditioned.
Yeah, air-conditioned. Yeah, right. And but he said to bless you to be a blessing to others. And it's like, will we release any of that? And I'm telling you, it truly is more blessed to give than to receive. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. You know, speaking about businesses, I think about Hobby Lobby. Mm-hmm. You know, many people don't know that they give millions of dollars to colleges, and now they're investing $400 million of their own money in building a Bible museum.
A Bible museum?
A Bible museum, yes. A Bible museum.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C. And just awesome. But just, again, another example, if you're in business, that, you know, God's blessed you so that you can be a blessing. And and now they're touching the world.
Right. It's powerful. And you think about, you know, blessed to be a blessing. Now, the poorest person in America, according to statistics, is richer than 70% of the world's population. Mm. Maybe God will let us keep it if we start giving it away.
Yeah.
You know, give. And it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down. And listen, if you're stressed out, if you're tired of taking all the medication, trying to manage your stress, think about releasing things in your life. If you don't have money, but you have 10 dresses, go find somebody that needs a dress. Yeah, I know that there's so many things like yard sales and garage sales every single month that, you know, you can go acquire things, not for yourself, acquire things for others. If you don't need anything, go around and it's amazing how many people that you can clothe in your community by just, and people will have high quality stuff that they're giving away or for low prices. And you could just say, you know what? I want to know your sizes because I got a surprise for you. And the next week you come back with several, you know, boxes of nice clothes,
goodies
and that type of thing. There's so many ways to do it, but it's releasing
You know, I said earlier in our earlier programs about, you know, we talked about healthcare and what was going on. You know, maybe God is doing by force what we did not do by choice.
Wow.
I mean, God is into taking care of people. He loves you. He loves your neighbor. He even loves your enemy.
Yeah.
And he wants them to know that. And so I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying, you know, we can begin to be kind to one another. And so I think about this one particular video that, and I don't know the authors. I'm going to show it to you because it depicts these two young men. And they went to ask people that were eating in front of a pizza store for a slice of pizza. And the people who were eating the pizza just said no. Mm. They totally said no. And they come back again. They ask for another slice, and they said no. And they're very nice and polite. And then they walked up to a homeless man who had no shoes on with a pizza pie box and just said, listen, you know, we've eaten all that we can eat. We got many slices left. Do you want this? And he goes, you know, he's like, yeah. He gives, they give it to the man. And so he's eating this pizza. They come back 20 minutes later, and a young man sits beside him and says, man, times are tough. He said, this is the homeless man with no shoes. Would you give me can I have a slice of a pizza? And the homeless man with no shoes who had nothing, America, think about this. He said, quickly, yes, and he pulls out a slice. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
How you doing, man? Is it okay if you could spare that slice for me, please? Really? Hi, how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Can I please have a slice? I'm very hungry.
Sorry about that. Okay, not today.
All right, sorry for asking. Enjoy your slice, huh? No, excuse me. Can I have an extra slice? I'm hungry.
No. Fuck out of here.
Sorry for asking. What's going on, buddy? How you doing? We ate a lot of, you know, slices. You want the rest? Alright, here you go, man. Alright, take care, buddy. Hello, how you doing? I'm really hungry. It's hard out there, man. You have an extra slice in there? Yeah, you sure? You wouldn't mind? Appreciate it, man. It's so hard out there. Yeah. I know how you feel, man. It sucks. I really thank you. Again, I appreciate it so much. I want to being so generous to me. I want to give you a nice little tip. Thank you. God bless you, all right?
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. What can be done about the misinterpretation of the Constitution? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
It seems that the clause in the Constitution regarding, you know, laws being passed regarding an establishment of religion has been twisted into saying something that it does not say. Why can't we start exploring a constitutional amendment that would clarify that and restate what it actually means and what it does not mean?
In order to pass the constitutional process, we have to do this. You have to get basically two-thirds majority out of the United States Senate. That's 67 votes. And then you have to get a supermajority of the states to go along with you. So this is not an easy process. So right now, I think the best avenue of attack is focusing in on these judges. All of this is significant. All of these have ramifications, and we will keep everybody posted as not only the issue of judges go forward, but also the work here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there? Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I mean, think it's just amazing that people, a man who had nothing gave something.
Yeah.
And look what he got in return. It reminds me of God, Emmanuel, Jesus with us. And of all the things that he could be doing, he stood near where people give, you know, and some people do that because they just want to find out how much money you're giving.
Yeah.
But he was doing it to find out what value do people have when they give? What are you willing to release in your life? Mm. What percentage of the wealth that I blessed you with are you willing to let go of? Or do you really believe I'm the one that gave you that? And so he says, you know, the word of God says, you know, this some of these guys came up and, you know, religious folks began to just write big, you know, give big
checks.
Yeah, I was about to say they gave on PayPal.
Did they swipe the square?
I don't even know what a check probably doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, I pay.
They swiped.
I paid the lady does my hair off of her iPhone.
Did you?
Yes, I saw my name like this. Anyway, so she's sweet. Anyway, so. And so God is watching how they released what they had. Mm. You mean, think about this. God is watching how you release what you have. If you look at what happened in these young men, and I have no idea what the music was that was playing, but look at the content of the people and what was going on. No matter what their motives were, look what they revealed about the culture.
That's right.
And so Jesus is there watching this happen. I mean, think about it. God sent his son to communicate to us his heart. So God is standing right by where we release things in our life. I mean, that's how powerful this is. And one lady comes up and she gives 2 copper coins. And this is what the Lord says. She gave more than everyone else here. Mm. But she gave, if you count what she gave, it was actually very small in comparison to what they gave. But she gave the greatest percentage. She gave all that she had. When you see the power of giving and being kind to someone, when you see men, you know, on the side of the street wouldn't even share a slice of pizza,
But a man who has nothing, who has no shoes, who's given food, he didn't even hoard that. When 20 minutes later, when a man sits down beside him, according to what we're seeing there, he said, times are tough.
Yeah.
Can I have, you mind if I have a slice of pizza? And without hesitation, he opens it up and lets him choose his own pizza. He didn't even say, let me pick the pizza you want.
Hey, pick that one, right?
I mean, is that not the picture of Jesus when he's saying the lady that gave two copper coins? I want to challenge you. I mean, I have this thing in my heart. I really believe that our Father in heaven will be so pleased when we begin to let our light shine. That's letting our light shine. When you saw what's happening in that grocery store, that's letting our light shine. I mean, think about it. If you take a percentage of your wealth and just give it, you know, maybe it's your skills. Maybe you don't have money to give, but you're a carpenter. Maybe you have the ability to go up to someone who is a single mother or an older person who doesn't have the strength, and you could say, I can fix that window. I want to fix that window for you. I want to build some steps for you. You just walk up and say, you know what? I got a lot more. I can just cut somebody's yard and just say, God bless. And maybe even pass them a Link of Kindness card so that they would actually think about, you know what? I want you to experience the same joy that I experienced here. And what is it? Basically, you see the need, you meet the need, and you give them the card. And it just says, don't be the missing link. Why? You want them to experience the great joy, because imagine you got so many things going viral. You got YouTube videos going viral. You have, you know, pictures going viral. You have our mistakes going viral. But imagine kindness going viral. Imagine that you are that person on the side of the road, broke down at 10 o'clock at night. And because somebody was kind to somebody, somebody stopped to help you. You're no longer a stranger. Imagine starting your day, and the whole thing, it begins with gratitude and you're abiding with God, right? And the next thing is, I want somebody else to be thankful to you, God. I'm going to go out and be kind to someone today.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine this. It's so exciting. It's like you're like this, and they make television programs about being kind to people. Well, you can do that. And there's so many different ways to do that. And imagine capturing it. Do it. But actually have somebody to capture it. And somebody says, well, no, you shouldn't do that. No, the reason why you saw what you saw today is because somebody captured it. And what it did, it inspired you. It made you feel this release and a desire to do something. Imagine if we begin to do that. And you can even share that at linksofkindness.org so other people can see it. Because a lot of times we need ideas because life is so bogged down. Mm-hmm. We're so limited. We only see quite often, you know, kindness as greenbacks in regards to people paying us dollar bills. That's the only way you can measure it, but there's so many ways to measure it. I know that, you know, John and I were having lunch at El Fresco's, and all of a sudden this particular man was a homeless man. Mm. He was on a bicycle, and we just walked up to him and said, you know, I want to get you something to eat. So I want to get you something to eat. Mm. You're probably seeing him even right here. And we just, what do you want? And he's kind of just lowered what he wanted. I'm like, no, what do you want? Name what you want. And then he began to light up and think, you know, wow, he's letting me get whatever. It's whatever you want. Just get whatever you want. And also the person who owned the canteen that was there, because they have several different, you know, food trailers there, that he was watching what was going on. And the big thing for me was our Father was watching what was going on.
Yes.
And forget about what people think about it. Know that God's pleased with you when you do that. And all of a sudden, he began to share his life with me while we were waiting for the food to be prepared. And he was talking about the journey of wanting to get a job and how his life had carried him several, maybe 80 miles away and his journey. And you know what? All of a sudden, you start, you know what? I never would have known that about him if I would not have stopped to be kind and to connect to him.
Yeah.
And you know, pray for him and just begin to see there's a need for people that need work, need jobs. And it's just so important to begin to just say, you know what, if you want to change, the answer is not some political scheme, church. The answer is not a bigger building. The answer is go into all the world and tell them that God loves them.
Yeah.
Better than that, use only words when necessary, right?
Yeah.
Your life.
It makes me think of what Mother Teresa said when she was helping, you know, the children. And she said, if we spend all of our time judging people, we won't have any time to love them. And oftentimes, one of the enemies of kind acts and doing something nice is, you know, people allow a judgment to come upon them so that they can judge others. And if we just get past the judging business and look at people's
needs,
it's not our job. I didn't die for anybody.
Imagine how much pressure is going to come off so many folks. And it's like, you know what? I don't have to judge that.
That's not.
But I do have to love you.
That's right.
Even if you're my enemy, I have to love you. He says, if you give your enemy, right, a glass of water.
Yeah.
Not because you want coals in their head. But just, you know what I'm saying? It's about giving, isn't it?
It's about giving.
I didn't mean to interrupt you,
That's what it's all about, you know? And then oftentimes I think that we need to sometimes experience a pain in our life or a lack so that we can have a sense of gratitude. And it's like, why allow that to happen? We can be grateful, live in that state every day, and look for something we can be grateful for, you know, to God for. And I think that just helps to help us realize, man, you know, I need to do this for somebody else. I think about an incident where I was actually out of work, and I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting for my wife to get groceries, and a lady comes to my window and starts knocking on my window. I'm actually reading something on my phone, and I, you know, was startled, and I looked at her, and she said, "Sir, I hate to ask you this, but I don't have any money, and I need food for me and my daughter." And I was just amazed. I was shocked that, you know, I couldn't, you know. And I said, okay, you know, so I just hopped up and went into the store. So I'm walking into the store with this lady. And I see my wife.
Teresa's in the store.
Yeah. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
This is so-and-so. We're going to buy her groceries today. And, you know, my wife. You know,
who's the child?
Yeah, who's the child? This is her kid, you know. And so we're going through. One of her other children show up. And, you know, just said, well, how much? I said, well, just get what you need. Just get what you need and pay for their groceries and, you know, wind up praying for them and stuff and let them go on their way. But it felt so good, you know, just to be able to do something like that and just to say, you know what, God is good. Just, you know, be blessed. We can't be so content and satisfied with just taking care of the needs of our own families and say, you know what, you know, somehow make it or judge someone. It's just showing kindness and love. And she was so grateful. And I looked at those children's eyes and I thought, wow, they'll never forget that.
Yes.
They'll never, ever forget that.
And you think about it, that's what Jesus did. Jesus did walk by kindness.
Yeah.
I mean, he just kept going to the next town, and he would be kind. He would be good. He'd be loving. He would communicate the love of God, and he would meet whatever the need was. You know, what do you need from me that I might see? You know, that we're hungry. There's 5,000 of us. Okay, we're going to get you some food. I mean, these things would happen, and just letting them know that, you know, it's, you think about this. When you think about Romans chapter 1, we talk about the different, you know, nation going into a place of judgment. The first thing, the reason why is that they failed to acknowledge God and to be grateful. And believe it or not, the best way to be grateful is to give away what God is giving you. And you can see the look on their face that you actually should have on yours. Mm. Because you just gave them part of what you had, and that made their life that good. Imagine what you have. Why aren't I that happy? Why aren't I that grateful? And start every day, you know, with gratitude. And this is so important. I mean, as you can see, too, you know, those that stand with us in regards to the Link of Kindness, when you go to linkofkindness.org, you see the ones who are wanting to just set a blaze of kindness, you know, across the Gulf Coast, across the nation. And you want to be a part of that. You know, you want to be a part of that. And we're looking forward to catching these. There's so many kind acts you can't catch, but you can tell us about them.
Yeah. So
you can tell everybody about them by going to linksofkindness.org. You can just share type it out. You know, if you got just a picture, put the picture in there. But if you have a video, you can actually do that as well. And we'll make that available right there. People will be able to go and see that. And let me tell you something. How pleased do you think our Father, Father God, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, our Father, would be when he sees his children going around letting our light shine and people seeing our good deeds. And just like these people in the grocery store, isn't it amazing that everything that came out of their mouth was, God is good.
Yeah.
God is great.
Yeah.
God is good. Yeah. I mean, everything. It's just amazing. And God gets glory. God, because he's the one that's given us these things.
Mm.
And I don't want you to miss this opportunity. I think there's somebody that's even watching right now. You have people, you know, you've been almost like you're kind of just stuck in your house, if you would. And the only people that you have around you are takers. I mean, they're coming, every time they show up, the only reason they're showing up because they want stuff from you. Maybe it's children, maybe it's relatives, maybe it's somebody that's just, you know, you have to depend on to help you. And you are, you know, kind of just, it feels terrible to give. It doesn't feel so good because they're not grateful and they just expect it. By you standing with, specifically for Links of Kindness with VFNTV, that those funds will go directly to this. Those, you got to market specifically for Links of Kindness. And we will do that for you in your name, and you'll get to watch it because we want to be able to capture it and tell you the stories of what's going on. Because we, you know, plan on, by God's grace, just really, it's been in us for quite some time. We've been doing it, but we want to capture it so you can actually see it. And there's nothing better when you know that you willingly and graciously wanted to give that,
yeah,
to be able to be kind to someone. So when you see a lady, you know, that is just weeping at a cash register because of a kind act of a few dollars, you can say, you know what? I'm standing with VFNTV. I want my light to shine. I want to be able to do that for Links of Kindness. You can do that by marking your gift specifically for Links of Kindness. And that's our partners. That's our sponsors and all to make that happen, isn't it? It's just so
awesome.
We don't want to do it all. We want to start it,
or
just to spark, you know, and we want to encourage you to come up with some interesting ideas and some concepts. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break.
This is VFNTV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I command blind eyes to see.
About 5 years ago, I got shot.
Ministry is valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is he of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my.
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean no, only a couple. He said all.
Pain go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I remember when we first started Links of Kindness and watching, there's nothing more exciting to watch people move from takers to givers. That everything to this point was in their life prior to that is like, how can you bless me? And they're sad and they're just focused, and you know, but all of a sudden they start going out and they go, okay, I'm gonna stop and help this man, you know. And it's this big, it's a huge deal to move from a taker to a giver. It reminds me of The Giving Tree. You know, it's a beautiful book. You got to get the book and just read The Giving Tree. And there's so many takers, but very few givers. And God's called us to be ones who give. You know, whatever you receive with freely, give it. And if he gave it to you, then why would you be worried about not having more? If he gave you that, he'll give you more. You know, give, right? And it'll be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Just like that lady that broke down on the interstate, the story I was telling you, she received because someone else gave. It just happened to be her husband. Imagine just being overwhelmed, and imagine just creating that in your city in such a way that everybody's glorifying God and people are talking nonstop. And you can't pass your day without running into to rebound of 10 or 12 people that are being kind to you.
Right.
I mean, looking for an opportunity. Here's something so simple. I remember Don and I were sitting at a restaurant and just having a meal at one of those diner-type restaurants. And the waitress comes up to us and says, I just want to let you know that your meal's totally covered. Everything's paid for. And we thought, well, that was really nice. Should have got steak. No, I know that was really nice, you know. And all of a sudden, we find out the man that built our house years ago happened to see us from a distance, and he walked over. Very kind man, very nice man, and he just—it was just a kind. We'll never forget that. That's a moment you don't—you just don't forget that. Now imagine your life being filled with those moments of giving and receiving, and you know, and you're blessed to be a blessing. The whole point is like, dear Lord, bless me indeed. Widen my tent stakes. Mm. Why? So that I could be a blessing to others. Think about this: if you commit to the Lord and say, you know what, God, I want to have more only so I can give more. I don't want a bigger house. I don't want more cars. I don't want just more clothes and stuff and digital stuff or whatever. Give me so I can give. I want people to know that you're good. Mm. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what he does. He blesses you to be a blessing. Innovative ideas and concepts. Think about this as a business owner. As a business owner, you can find out more at linksofkindness.org. As a business owner, when you pay your employees, think about just pausing for a moment and thanking them for that week or 2 weeks or 30 days of work. Just say thank you. Let them know that you're grateful for them working in the work that they did. They didn't have to do that. They chose to work there, and you didn't have to pay them. You did. But understand the context of that. If you are grateful to each other, what kind of environment that will increase? You know, you can pay people money all day long, but if they don't feel appreciated, you know, for what's going on, and imagine what a kind word. Somebody says that would take a lot of time only because you have a big business and you're really blessed. Which means you need to take more time to be able to say thank you to the people that are working for you. Or you think about, you know, just being kind to so many different ways when you think about it.
Yeah.
But you can easily walk up to someone, a waiter or waitress, and say, you know, whoever it is in this particular restaurant, and just tell them, you see that one over there? I want to pay their meal. And just buy it. Listen, I mean, think about it. Cup of coffee in America is like, at these places, like $6. It takes nothing to buy somebody's meal. And you do that, and then you tell the waitress to give them this card. And they do that, get the card, and says, wow, you just experienced an act of kindness. Don't be the missing link. Pass it along.
Mm.
And you may have started something that you may be broke down at 10 o'clock at night on the interstate with a flat tire without a spare. You may be the one knocking on somebody's window needing groceries. And it happens to be somebody that was been kind to in that car that comes out and says, come on. And whilst you like John did that lady to be able to buy her groceries for her son. This is what pleases the Lord when we're kind to one another. He says, love each other. By this, they will know you're my disciples when you love each other. Imagine being kind. It's an exciting thing. It's not a political strategy, America.
No.
It is being nice. It is being thoughtful. It's being considerate. It is God who gives us the ability to get wealth. It's God who will release us from where we presently are. When you start experiencing gratitude, I mean, you probably just even watching what happened today, people's watching gratitude, it just begins to change who you are. Now imagine how the Father feels when we do that for other folks. I mean, there's so many ways to do it, right?
Yeah. I think about what we mentioned earlier about Francis of Assisi. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. And there's nothing like being able to do something so kind. It just opens. We saw in that video, it just opens people's hearts. They pause. They reflect. And you walk away with saying something so simple as, God is good.
Yes.
He's exceedingly good. In a world that we're living with so much chaos and so many things that are happening that are hitting, you know, us on our television screens and on our iPods and our phones, we can be interrupted by loving kindness of God. Isn't it great?
Yes, it is. And think, God has designed you, by the way. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. And this was just to kind of give you a brief future commercial, what we're going to be talking about in the future, that there you are chemicals. You're made up by chemicals. And, you know, you're creating the image and likeness of God, but your physical body functions off of nerves and serotonins and oxytocins and all this kind of stuff. Did you know when you physically go out and you honestly do an act of kindness to someone, it releases serotonins in your mind. You know what? You don't have to take them in the bottle when you're willing to go to the streets and be kind to someone. And not only that, when you see someone being kind, it's reported that just watching an act of kindness releases serotonins and oxytocins in your own mind. Now imagine living in a place of that, being kind to one another, you know, being nice, being thoughtful. I mean, how often do we see, you know, a viral hero where somebody rescues somebody, a baby from the subway that the stroller was going in, and a million people see that and they'll watch it two or three times. Why? Because every single time they watch it, they get a release of serotonin. God's designed you to be whole when you're kind. He designed you, you know, a joyful heart's like good medicine. A grateful heart, a giving heart releases something inside of us that makes us healthy. Mm. You can give your way out of debt. You can give your way out of depression. You can actually give your way if you're just stuck emotionally, relationally, you're stuck in your walk with the Lord. Just begin to say, you know what? Some people do this. You'll find some people say, I'm going to go to the mission field for, you know, 30 days or something. What I'm saying is the mission field's right there in your own community. Mm. And when you begin to start it,
yeah,
imagine you're going to experience this great feeling. God, our Father, is going to be pleased because he's getting the praise for it. And they just might go share that with someone else. Imagine if you do that and you say, listen, you just experienced an act of kindness. You know, don't be the missing link.
That's right.
You know, pass it along. If you see somebody, be kind to them. Yeah. See it, do it, and then just give them
and
the card.
Duplicate it.
Yes.
And duplicate it. And yeah. You know, we miss these opportunities. I was thinking about discussing with someone, you know, these events in our life become so busy and so rapid that if we just pause and say, I'm going to walk outside my front door and just talk to my neighbor, do something for my neighbor.
Right.
We'll have many opportunities. We just got to get started. That's the thing. Just get started.
Yes. Do something kind today and come back to linksofkindness.org and just share your story. Share what happened.